Fra Film Media, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and at the Rome Film Festival 10th edition, and I'm talking to James Vanderbilt, director, first time director of Throat. Which is the thing that impressed you the most about the book and the story itself that made you decide that you wanted to make a film out of it?
Sure, I've always been fascinated with journalism, and I've been a screenwriter for about 15 years, but if I hadn't gone into that, I always wanted to go into journalism. So for me, it was sort of the road not taken. So I've always loved that world, and when I read Mary's book, I was sort of looking around for something I wanted to direct, and I'd seen friends direct things before, and a lot of times people don't get to direct, they get to direct a first film, but not a second film, and I sort of thought to myself, if I only get to direct one film, I want it to be about something I'm passionate about. And I read Mary's book, and I thought it was such an interesting, powerful story, and in such an interesting and fascinating time for journalism in not just the United States but all over the world. It was sort of the first time that the internet rose up and really affected a story in a way that happens now. We deal with the speed of that every day. So I really just was very passionate to tell that story.
Since you're dealing with a very delicate matter, I mean, the story was very delicate, and for the content, for the time period, and since with the image, it is possible also to manipulate the story. And considering that was your first film, and you were telling a story through the images, how did you structure the film, and did you find the right balance?
I was very well aware of that. That was one of the things, and it's one of the things that attracted me to it. And I love films that do that, that tell stories, you know, that tell true life stories. So I tried to approach it as much as I could as like a journalist. And so I adapted Mary's book, but I also went out and interviewed as many people as I could about it and about their experiences with it. And people spoke to me on the record and off the record who were around the story, who were around CBS at the time or just in broadcast journalism. And so I tried to get as much information as possible and educate myself as much as possible before even writing the first draft of the screenplay.
For your first film, you really put together a stellar cast. So how did you manage to have all these great actors, especially people like Dennis Quaid, who we don't see often on screen?
I thank you so much, and I love the cast. I think it's a phenomenal group of actors I was very lucky to work with. I think, you know, it began with Cate Blanchett, and Kate read the screenplay and decided that she wanted to jump off the cliff with me, a first-time director, so I was very lucky that she wanted to put her faith in me that I could do this. And then Robert Redford came on, who I'd known a little bit, and I'd written a script that he had was going to direct previously, so I knew him a little bit before, and I asked him to be in the film, and he agreed. And I think once we had those two actors, who are, I mean, you know, both the top of their respective generations, I think, of actors, it just helped attract a cast who really wanted to work with them and around them. And so we were able to assemble, you know, to my mind, one of the best casts in recent memory.
You said that you were attracted to the story before, not only for the story itself, but also for the time in which it takes place. So it was like the end of an era for traditional journalism with the arrival of internet, blogs, and so on. In your opinion, 10 years later, is it easier or more difficult to get to the truth?
I think it's a great question, and I think that I think it's very different, and it's hard to say better or worse, but I think it's different. I think investigative journalism, with long lead and sort of deep dive stories, are more difficult than ever to find. I think the speed of everything has taken over a little bit too much. A friend of mine, I don't know if this will translate, says it's report. There's more reporting, repeating than reporting, that goes on now. But I think with the technology that's available to us, it can be a very hopeful time. I mean, that kind of journalism can absolutely still be practiced. It doesn't seem to be being done right now. But I have a lot of hope that it will, and it's up to journalists to do it. And so that's one of the reasons I made the film.
Thank you, James Vanderbilt, for being here with us on Fred Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome Film Festival, the 10th edition for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.